he said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged.
Hello and welcome to She's All Batch. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jackie.
And we don't care if you're here for the right reasons. We're just happy that you're here.
Yep. So come join us as we talk shit about our favorite show. And talk shit we will, because the finale was at the time of this recording last night, but you guys will hear it the following day on Wednesday. So for you guys, it was two nights ago. And we have thoughts. We have creeps. We have creeps that followed this explosive, most dramatic finale yet. Was it the most dramatic finale yet? Unclear. I vote no, but...
I vote no as well, and I just put up a poll, actually, on Instagram, and I said, did The Bachelor hype up the finale too much? And 82% said, yes, it wasn't that crazy. But 18% said, most dramatic ending ever. And like, what? Did you just... is this your first season? I just don't understand why anyone would think that's the most dramatic.
Oh my God, you 18%ers. I'm worried about you. Like, yeah, have you seen Barb in the Box? Like, get real.
They clearly haven't. Yeah. I mean, especially, it's a finale where, like, technically no one was really, like, devastated. Obviously, true. Daisy went home heartbroken. But usually, like, there's sobbing in the car and, like, why wasn't it me? Mm-hmm. Like, what did I do? Gabby and Zach and Katie, like, yeah, her ending, that whole thing, like, that's a dramatic ending.
Agreed.
Even though it was a cookie cutter ending where, like, he did just choose the girl, get engaged and whatever. But, like, mm-hmm, the whole thing with Gabby made it, like, a lot more dramatic. Gabby's after the final rose with Zach made it more dramatic. This was very...
very tame.
I wish you well. Hey, God! I bet you, honestly, this is for Vanilla. Should I, the girl, should I?
Oh, yeah, wait, answer on the pod. So for you guys who couldn't see what just happened, Stephanie's getting a spam phone call.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak to Victoria?
Oh, this isn't Victoria. Can I ask who's calling?
I'm a social worker from, I may have the wrong number.
Yeah, you guys call me like every day. Can you please change my number in your system? I don't know how anyone's getting through to Victoria.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks. Sorry about that. Okay, first of all, though...
okay, Victoria, wait, was this the orthodontist lady?
So there's two. Yes, yeah, Victoria.
Okay, but this is a social worker. So Victoria is putting your number on, like, multiple different doctors.
I don't fucking know.
It's like her orthodontist has the wrong number. Her social worker has the wrong number. Like, Victoria, I think you need to double check what your phone number is, because you're writing it down wrong at all these places.
Wait, some backstory, though, because I originally share this story on Sound Off, which we recorded on Monday, but that's not coming out till Friday.
Oh.
So on Friday... yeah, on Friday, you're going to hear the beginning of the story. And this is like an update. I mean, just the gist is that I am getting wrong number calls for now two different people, Victoria and Vanilla. I wonder if her name is Victoria Vanilla. Like, I wonder if, like, it's the same.
That would make sense.
I don't understand how, like, Victoria is functioning in life, because all of her calls are coming to me. Like, and that's a social worker. So that means, like, for work, like, is that a work thing? She's trying – I don't know what social workers do.
I don't know. Social workers kind of do, like, therapist stuff. Like, if you have, like, problems, you would maybe see a therapist or sometimes a social worker, I think.
Well, so the other calls have been, like, it's a nursing staffing agency. So it definitely feels like it's work-related, like, mm-hmm, placement. Like, I'm calling you because we have a job open at this hospital, that type of thing. But, like – guys, I've been answering almost every single time and telling them this, and every single time I say what I just said, mm-hmm, and it keeps happening. And so Victoria, which you'll find out in Sound Off, she, like, also had, like, an orthodontist appointment.
Yeah.
And I kept getting, like, reminder calls. So it said, like, to confirm the appointment, press 1. To cancel, I fucking canceled her appointment because I'm like, something has to change.
Yeah.
I want her to go to the appointment and be like, what do you mean I canceled it? I didn't cancel it. What number do you have? And then this would be solved. But it hasn't been solved. And it's been two separate orthodontist appointments that I've canceled. But somehow they haven't fixed the issue. So
Victoria,
what should we call
Vanilla
this?
Well, I feel like we should Google her and see.
I don't know how the hell you spell it. I don't know if I'm hearing Vanilla, Manila. I don't know. Like, you know when you hear letters wrong over the phone? So
yeah.
I don't really know.
Victoria Vanilla.
Please stand up if you are a FOTS. Yeah, they're a bit like the orthodontist place. It's like 10 minutes from me. So I would imagine she has my phone number like with one digit off. But what I don't understand is, like, at this point, how many calls are you missing? And you just like go about your life and you have no clue all these people are trying to contact you.
Right.
Did you go to the orthodontist appointment?
I know. I'm so concerned about her teeth. Like she's got to get the rubber bands on her braces adjusted and she's just walking around with the wrong rubber bands.
Right. It's really concerning. So I'll keep you guys up to speed. But yeah, on Friday, you'll get the beginning of that story. It's just, we've been kind of all over with recording this week because of the finale.
I kind of love this lore though. Like I hope you keep getting calls.
I promise it'll happen like later or tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's literally been every single day.
That's crazy. It's also crazy to me that you keep answering. Like at some point, just Victoria needs to like deal with this problem herself.
Well, I keep answering because like, yeah, obviously the normal response is to like ignore it. But when you ignore it, they keep thinking they just keep missing me. Mm. And like my voicemail isn't like,
I was gonna say, what is your voicemail? Victoria.
No one has a voicemail in 2024. It's just like an automated thing.
So it doesn't say, hi, it's Stephanie. Leave a message.
No, and I honestly don't put it past them to just be like, hey, Victoria, even if it did say Stephanie on my voicemail.
True. Yeah.
Well, let's get back. Where were we? We were talking about the finale.
Yeah. Finale, dramatic, the 18%ers
percent,
who really got to get their shit together. Yeah.
Granted, the poll's only been up for like 20 minutes, so I'm sure that that number is skewed for the moment. People are still waking up.
Mm-hmm.
They need to answer.
It's early. Yeah.
I think the general consensus is it was pretty tame. Mm-hmm. The part was interesting that was interesting, like we said in our recap. And I think I went on TikTok and I think the shock slash confusion for Jen is pretty universal. I think everyone's on the same page that like, on one hand, that's fucking awesome that Jen's the Bachelorette and we have this amazing woman who is the first Asian Bachelorette. That's amazing. She's literally making history.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, they did such a bad job setting her up for this.
Yeah.
So I said in the recap, I was happy that they asked Daisy on camera because it would then stop the Daisy stans from going after Jen, which I thought was a good thing. But I actually read a tweet from someone else who had like a differing take that I thought was interesting. And they said, by them asking Daisy on camera and then she says no, and then they announce Jen, doesn't it kind of make it look like this is like, well, Daisy said no, so here's Jen. Like,
yeah,
why?
Does.
This is a
she's like
historical
very
moment.
In
yeah,
this
is like
vibe.
A historical yeah. moment in this franchise, and you're gonna make it after your first choice says no.
Mm-hmm.
So on, I see it both sides because I do think like Jen's probably not getting hate from Daisy fans,
right?
Because they know that at least she turned it down, and they feel better about that.
Mm-hmm. The Maria fans, however.
The Maria fans, however, are unhinged.
Unhinged.
Right. And like, just a reminder, guys, you can be a fan of Maria and not tell Jen that you're unhappy about this.
Correct.
I'm already seeing that, which I got to be honest with you guys.
Get lives.
You look like fucking clowns.
I know.
However, it also, there's rumors that Maria turned it down as well. So there was something that Bachelor Data said that Lauren, the sister, apparently said to someone, we don't have this confirmed, but it's he said, she said, he said, whatever, that Lauren said that Maria turned it down. Why? I have no clue.
Because she's, I don't know, because she's crazy. Or maybe she just felt that like the spotlight was like too much, but I don't see that being the case for her.
She seemed like she was like born for it.
I know. I don't think Maria would actually turn down that role. Why wouldn't she want it? You don't go on a type of show like this unless you're a Daisy, I guess, which I think that's like such an anomaly. But like Maria, you went on this show like to build your Instagram following and to like set up your career as an influencer and to get fame. If you're offered the lead role, like you should take it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only other thing it could be is maybe she met someone. I mean, I don't think that's really what it is,
in
but
like
that is an option.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, even if she did, she's met someone in a few months that has swept her off her feet so much. Oh my God, she's going to marry this man that it's worth turning down the opportunity of a lifetime. Like, I don't know. I don't think anyone's that great that you can only meet in like a couple months. If it was several years or so, I would say maybe.
I don't support this decision of hers.
Yeah.
But I think like, yeah, maybe that's something.
Yeah, but turn him down. Be like, all right, I'm getting this opportunity. If the guy is like that great and he's right for you, he'll be on the other side when you're done being the Bachelorette.
Once again, I kind of feel like it would benefit everyone if Maria spoke up. Like, just like when I felt like she should have said something about,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I went home and Joey chose Rachel, like to kind of just like calm her fans down a little bit, because I don't know why they feel like they need to fight for her.
Yeah.
I feel like if she like took to her Instagram stories and said like, hey guys, like I am so excited that Jen's going to be the Bachelorette. It wasn't the right choice for me, but I can't wait to see her on her journey. I feel like that would like calm everyone down a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, she did post on her story like with Jen just saying like, oh, like couldn't be happier. Like she has shown a lot of support for Jen. But yeah, I think a deliberate post would do wonders for the trolls.
Like, I felt Kelsey in the finale saying two things could be true at the same time. Like, Daisy can be beautiful and amazing, and I can be beautiful and amazing. And you don't have to say one versus the other. I think that was deliberate, because Kelsey has posted about the hate that the contestants have received this season. So I know that that's what that was targeting. I do think you could be strategic in saying things to kind of like maybe send a message of like, leave this poor, beautiful girl alone.
I know.
She has the opportunity of a lifetime. She's going on GMA. This is like the most exciting thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm honestly excited. I'm excited to see how the guys react to her. I feel like they're gonna be
obsessed, because she's gorgeous.
So excited.
She's so cute.
I feel like everyone's gonna fall in love with her night one, and I think it will be a really fun season. Mm-hmm. And we just have to like give her a chance. I know that I think I said this in the recap, but like I really think they did a horrible job at announcing it.
Yeah.
Like, the more I thought about it, I know I did touch on this, but the more I thought about it, like sleeping on it and like waking up this morning, literally to have a full 2 hours talking nothing about Daisy, then tease that Daisy's gonna be the Bachelorette, then have Daisy come out, ask her, she says no, and then it's just like, okay, well, guess we're gonna go with this. Like, what a buzzkill.
I know.
If that was how I was announced, I would be pissed.
Yeah, I agree. It's like almost comical, like how bad they are at doing this job of making the show. And I just like, I don't understand. I'm like, do you guys just like not care anymore? Or do they just like phone it in? Because like, is there anyone in the room? All of the executives, no one in the room was like, hey, maybe if we're going to like have this wonderful historic moment for the franchise, let's set this girl up and like announce her like right after she gets off the show. And we give her like a really great, like juicy exit, like car ride interview, and really get like people rallying behind her. Like, no one said that. No one spoke up in that boardroom, in that conference room.
No, it's insane. I feel like the boardroom's like three people.
And they're all asleep. And they're all like, just like laying there being like,
I think at the very least, Jen's name should have come up in the after the final rose at some point. Because something I saw on TikTok a lot after the finale was like, it said like, and the next Bachelorette is Jen. And a lot of people said, who?
Right.
Not because she wasn't memorable, but like, in this finale, no one mentioned her. She wasn't top of mind. So it was random. I think that's fair to say.
No, she should have been announced once she was sent off the show. I really think that's how they should have done it. So stupid.
They really fumbled it this season. Like,
they fumble it every season, though. I'm just like, I'm so sick of that. They need like fresh blood in that conference room.
Didn't they announce Charity after the Women Tell All and she was in her dressing room? That was like such an exciting, she had like such a cute moment with Jesse.
Really cute.
Why wouldn't Jesse be like, okay, I mean, I don't support the whole, I don't know where I stand anymore on the him asking Daisy on camera, because I do see the other side of things now. But like, what if Jesse's like, okay, Daisy is not, you know, but don't worry. There are plenty of other women this season that are ready for this opportunity, and I'm going to go find her. And he gets up and goes backstage, and Jen's sitting there, and like, he has like a moment with her. I just gave myself chills. I feel like that could have been like a really cool moment for her. And I think justice for Jen, to be honest.
I
really do think they did her dirty.
They did. And I hope this is not a preview of what's to come in her season.
I know.
Like, don't just phone it in with her. Like, set her up for success.
You know, they like shared some of the cast photos already.
Oh,
I know. We don't like that. Like,
I don't. I don't. Well, because it's like, what does it mean? What does it mean?
John C. Like, he means nothing to me until he's on the show.
Yeah.
He's literally just a man. But Noah Erb's brother is apparently one of the guys.
Oh, okay.
So that's slightly interesting. And he's cute. He looks like Noah.
Great. Love that for
him. He may go home night one, so I'm not going to care until then.
Right.
Not like you can't care about night one people. I'm just saying, like, I don't need to, like, invest all my time in him if he's going to be on the show for 30 seconds.
Exactly.
All right. So what else has happened since the finale? And it is Tuesday morning, so.
Daisy did post, but it was, like, a pretty standard, I'm Daisy, I'm the runner-up post. Something that I did notice that was interesting. So Rachel, Pilot Rachel, did a little post. And so, like, it's a post of her in the middle and, like, Gabby and her girlfriend, Robbie, are kissing. And then Gary and Teresa are kissing on the other side. And she's in the middle just being like, I love love. And it's a cute little photo. And at first glance, you're like, oh, nothing's wrong with this. What's going on? And then people have been calling out and zooming in. Behind Rachel, Tanner and Lexi are, like, chatting and, like, sitting next to each other and having a little moment. And people in the comments are kind of calling it out as, like, wait, is something happening here?
I saw that photo and I didn't see that. I didn't, like, notice that part. Let me look again. Oh, they're just talking.
No, but people are calling it out in the comments.
Well, yeah, like, why are they sitting together? Like, why do they even know each other?
Well, I mean, they know each other because they're all, like, from the show. I just, like, I don't know. Do you see sparks? You're like, yes. No.
I was hoping they were going to be more cuddly.
Yeah,
but
no, I
could see them, like, they're honestly beautiful together. So it could be something there.
I don't know. That's what people have been calling out. Otherwise, there hasn't been, like, too much. Like, I even was trying to look to see, like, if Susan posted, like, all the people that were in attendance. I will say Leslie and Teresa have a selfie together, which I thought was, like,
See that.
I'm like, is that weird for them or what's happening?
Leslie went to their freaking wedding and rolled her eyes at their vows. I think they're so far past all of that. Leslie's like, bitch, please, I'm going to be the Golden Bachelorette. Like, you can have Gary.
Well, is she? Can they announce that? Like, geez, Louise.
I think had they announced it, well, I want the answer too, but I think had they announced it, that would be another thing that took away from Jen's announcement.
No, I agree, but I'm just like, when is Golden Bachelorette happening then? Like, I would almost rather they, like, put regular Bachelorette on hold for a second. Let's do Golden again and then maybe circle back. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, if Jen's season is not even going to happen till July, that brings us to, like, September, and then we have maybe room for one more show for this year.
And it ain't going to be Paradise.
Right. So maybe that's when they'll do Golden Bachelorette? Like, normally that slot of, like, September to December?
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I still can't get over, like, the level in which people were rooting for Maria. And then in the last 5 seconds of the finale, they're like, oh, Maria, do you have anything to say about this? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I've never seen a movement for a contestant like this.
I know. Fumbled the bag. The bag was huge and they fumbled it.
I've compared her to Corinne, but actually last night I was like, I kind of, hot take, I feel like it's a little more Tyler C. Like the level in which people were going like bananas over this girl, I feel like they were going over Tyler. Like, how the fuck did you not make him the Bachelor? Like, what is wrong with you?
Only thing left now is for Maria to like date some A-lister for a hot second and like get some paparazzi shots and then really shoot up to superstardom.
I could see that. What if she dates Tyler, although he's dating someone? And I think he likes blondes.
Who is he dating?
I don't know her, but some random girl. Person, but she's blonde.
Interesting.
Yeah. So moving on, we actually got a message from a Fots whose friend was at the watch party with Joey and Jesse.
Oh my gosh. Yay. I've always wanted someone to be on the inside for those things.
I feel like we always get like tea about that, like someone that was in the audience or someone that was there and like oversaw. So she said, Bachelor encounter, my boyfriend's cousin is in a sorority house and Joey visited them during a watch party. So I just basically asked like for more details. Mm-hmm. And she said, yes, they were told that Joey was coming. Obviously, he doesn't just like show up unannounced. She said it was pretty heavily produced and he was there for like 2 hours and they showed about 2 minutes of it on the show. We don't usually have a watch party like that. And they brought a lot of the shirts and bracelets and stuff. So when they show everyone like having like t-shirts and like cakes with Joey's face on it, that's probably not what was really happening.
Right.
She said Joey was super nice, but I feel like he was overwhelmed. He definitely interacted with us, but not, I feel like he didn't know what to do. Also, my friend fed him pizza bagels.
Great. Love pizza bagels. That was just bagels. Cute.
I always find those watch parties funny. To be honest, I don't want to watch with that many people because, well, no. Doing what we do, I've watched with literally like three other people before, and I'm like, can you just shut up? I'm trying to actually hear what's going on. And when you have too many people, it's like pointless.
Yeah. Have you done it like while we've been like doing the podcast? Because that's been so frustrating too. Like when we first start, now at this point, I feel like my friends know. They don't even ask me to come over to watch anymore. I'm like, guys, my days watching The Bachelor for fun are over. But in the beginning, I feel like, especially when we wouldn't recap right after, like I'd still watch it with my friends, but I'd be sitting there with my computer trying to take notes and everyone's like screaming over what's going on, like casually watching. I'm like, guys, this is not casual. This is very, very, very serious. And I need to be taking notes. And then it just, it's not fun for anyone. It's not fun for them because they're like, Jackie, get over it. It's not fun for me because I'm like, I can't do my job.
To be honest, I used to even watch with my husband. Like it was like a thing that we would watch it. Yeah. And ever since I started She's All Batch as a meme account for Colton season, I became a lot less fun because I was like within like the first 5 minutes, I'm like making memes and like I cared a lot more back then about like pumping out the content. Like now I'm like, if I think of something funny, I'll post it. But if I don't, I'm not going to like force it.
Yeah.
But like my husband's like, you are a little crazy. I would have like the computer, my phone, like everything set up. Like it's like mission, you know. Bachelor.
Yeah.
And so then he literally just stopped. But he'll walk in occasionally. He made some comments about this season throughout. But it's a job. It's like I have to go to work.
All right. Before we get into Bachelor Encounters, I want to tell you guys about Oak Essentials, which has been one of my like skincare staples these days.
Go-tos.
Yeah. And they're really known for having like a simple approach to skincare with high quality ingredients that drive results. It gives you like that dewy, fresh, like no makeup, fresh, youthful look. And that's, I feel like, something I've been going to recently because I don't want to be caking on makeup.
Yeah, we're both huge fans of their Moisture Rich Balm. I feel like it's what they're known for. They have so many great products, but their Moisture Rich Balm, if you're going to get one thing from Oak Essentials, it needs to be this. It's this nutrient-rich balm that supports collagen production and delivers like the best hydration and gives you this like luminous glow. And I just feel like when I put it on my skin, I like using it as a primer for makeup even because it's so like my skin is so hydrated. I just love the way it looks with makeup after.
Yeah, it's also become part of like my nighttime skincare routine because I feel like putting it on top of all my other products just really locks things in the same way like Vaseline or petroleum jelly would lock things in, but it doesn't give you that sticky, greasy feeling. Like it's actually light, but it's that same level of moisture. I actually think it's an amazing product.
It's great to treat yourself or you could treat someone else. It would make a great gift. She's All Batch listeners get 15% off plus a free organic honey-based restorative mask with their first order when they use code SHE'SALLBATCH15 at checkout. That's 15% off plus a gift with your first order. Like, that's kind of game-changing there at oakessentials.com. That's oakessentials.com. Promo code SHE'SALLBATCH15. Go ahead and treat yourself to, like, the best skincare products. You deserve it. It is time for Bachelor Encounters. That's when you guys submit your stories of meeting Bachelor Nation in the wild. We read about the stories on air, and it's a good time.
Summertime, some might say.
Yep, that's what time it is.
Well, summertime is equivalent to a good time.
True, true. This first one's about Brad Womack. I love your podcast and think y'all are great detectives in getting answers to Bachelor personality questions.
Thank you.
I'm hoping I can add to your knowledge by sharing a Bachelor in the Wild encounter. I was in Austin Airport flying to Nashville when I spotted Brad Womack. He looked so familiar, so I asked my husband if that was Brad Womack from The Bachelor. Since my husband doesn't watch the show, he told me I was creepy to even look him up on social media. Why would you ask your husband if he doesn't know who Brad is? Anyways, I came across a recent picture of Brad and Chris Harrison and knew for sure it was him. His beard was much longer than his Bachelor days. I really wanted a picture but was hesitant, so I went to the restroom and called my daughter. She said I was crazy if I didn't get a picture. She had taken a picture with him her senior year at college at a Starbucks in Austin, 2011. So I headed back to our seats and he was just getting up and leaving, so I sprinted to him and said, "Are you Brad? Can I take a picture with you?" He was so nice. We visited for 15 minutes. I had met his brother a year ago. So we talked about that, and he was so sweet to ask about some of my family that knew his brother. I asked him if he was married, and he said no, but he has a girlfriend, and they've been dating for 7 years. Good to know. Oh. Brad and his family have sold their bars and restaurants, and he is in the process of moving from Nashville to Austin, where most of his family lives. I asked him if he watched The Golden Bachelor, and he said he didn't, but his mother did and loved it. I asked him if he's watching Joey's season, and he said no. I told him the finale is Monday, and Joey has been one of the best bachelors in forever. And on one podcast, they said they wondered if Joey didn't find someone, if he would pull a Womack and be the bachelor twice. He thought that was funny. He also told me he was good friends with Chris Harrison and was so happy he had moved to Austin. He was supposed to go to his wedding, but he had a death in the family and couldn't go, and he hated missing it. Aww. We lined up to board the plane, and I introduced him to my husband. My husband is still making fun of me, but my "Will you accept this rose" bachelor group enjoyed the picture. That is so cute.
Yeah.
It is funny to go up to Brad, though, and be like, everyone's saying how Joey's the best bachelor ever when, like, Brad did it twice, but I get what you were trying to say to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if anyone's going to be polite, it would be Brad Womack. He's like, anyone that's watched that season, like, everything is like, excuse me, please. Everything is please. Everything's like asking for permission first. Everything is super, super polite, like almost too much.
Is he a southern gentleman? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Can I walk you out, please? Everything.
Yes, like, ma'am. No, ma'am. I feel like people in the South always say ma'am, sir, ma'am.
Yes. All right, next one. Hey, Stephanie, longtime listener, first-time DMer. I realize I have a bachelor encounter I can share. I don't have a lot of crazy details, but here it goes. My best friend and I went to the Nick Carter of Backstreet Boys fame solo show. Okay, you don't need to tell us who Nick Carter is.
But I appreciate the specification.
I mean, look, I'm a little offended, but okay. His solo show at Niagara Falls, Canada Casino last year. I went to a concert at a casino. Are my 40s showing? Carly Waddell was the opener for him. I remember this. She was very interactive with the crowd and looked gorgeous. She wore these cut-off jean shorts with what looked to be dangly beads and these rhinestone boots. She was accompanied by a guitar player who she introduced as her kid's nanny. She played some of her original stuff as well as a few covers, including a Shania Twain song, which the Canadian crowd loved. There was no meet and greet or anything, but still a sighting of Bachelor Nation in the wild I'm excited to share about. Love the show, and the new Sound Off episodes are exactly what I need during my daily commute. Keep doing what you ladies are doing.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That totally counts as a Bachelor encounter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her nanny is her guitar player?
Yes, that took me by surprise as well, but I guess, like, why not, right? But then if the nanny is the guitar player and the guitar player is there with her, who's watching the kids?
Right. Maybe the kids are with Evan.
Well, I hope so.
Otherwise, I hope the kids aren't just like roaming the casino.
Yeah.
Her kid's like at the blackjack table because the nanny's playing guitar.
Yeah.
Okay. I found the pictures of my bachelor encounter, so bear with me. I'm bad at making long stories short. Back in 2019, a friend told me about a meet and greet that Blake Horseman was doing in Hastings, Nebraska. Oh my God, guys, it was NE, and I'm like, what state is that? Okay, Nebraska, which is where he went to college. I'm from about 30 minutes away, and I was absolutely obsessed with him on Becca's season, so of course I went. It's funny because I had literally just started officially dating my now husband, and he knew how much I liked Blake, so he told me he understood if I went and met him and didn't come back. But alas, I went and met him, and it was actually a pretty laid-back event. There weren't that many people, maybe 30-ish, and it was a cedar bar. We stood in line and got to chat for a few minutes and got a few pics. He was so, so nice and actually a little smaller in person than I expected. Although I'm 5'10", I shouldn't be that surprised. I told him that I was on my laptop and ready to fill out a bachelor application if he was announced bachelor and was so bummed when it was Colton. I got a few pics and he even let me take one kissing him on the cheek. He was awesome. Later after the meet and greet, everyone went to the only decent bar in Hastings and we did some line dancing. He was right in front of me and a pretty good dancer and a lot of fun. I stayed out way too late and got about 3 hours of sleep and had to drive 2 hours back to Omaha for my nursing preceptor the next day. But so worth it. Also, fun fact, he had just announced his pregnancy with Giannina, and I'm about to announce my pregnancy here in a few weeks. Life's crazy. Sorry that was long-winded.
That is so crazy.
Congrats on your pregnancy.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say, while I'm reading this, I'm like, oh, he's not with Giannina. But,
oh, thinking it was like from before?
Yeah, well, because, I mean, not like he's doing anything scandalous, but like, he's just a friendly guy, so yeah. I think it's harmless. But when I was reading it, I'm like, oh, this is obviously before he was dating Giannina, but apparently not.
Nope.
Wait a second, hold on. It says back in 2019, so this is an old story. It's 2024. It's an old story. She's just saying the fun fact is he just announced his pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Got your details almost just completely changed the story, girl. Well, those are all the Bachelor encounters we have for this week. If you have a story you want to submit, DM me at She's All Batch, and you never, ever, ever, ever know. We may read about it next week. Before we let you guys go, we wanted to let you know that we have limited edition Touch Grass merch. We told you about it in the finale recap, but in case you didn't listen to that, first of all, go back and listen to that. But second of all, this merch is only available for a limited time. It's actually only days left. I think it's less than a week now. So the link to that is in the episode description, but you guys are loving the design, and I got one in purple and Jackie got one in green.
Yeah.
And get it while you can, because you don't want to be the only one that doesn't have one.
I know. And this is your only chance. Otherwise, they're going away forever.
Yeah. It says touch grass on the front and it says it's not that serious on the back. A movement we can all get behind, I think.
Yeah, an amazing conversation starter, too. I feel like you're going to be wearing this all summer, and people are going to be like, wait, what does that say? Why? And then you can explain to them. So yes. If you're looking to meet your boyfriend this summer, get this sweatshirt, because then he'll be like, oh, what does that say? And then it's,
wait.
You'll start talking, and then you'll fall
wait, so up. Now it's just like a man magnet?
Yeah.
It just says touch grass. Why no, is that going to attract men? No,
because it's a conversation starter. Like when you wear something that like, if he saw and thought you were cute, but there's nothing on your shirt to ask about, what are you going to talk about?
And he will think you're cute if you're wearing this. Like, not going to lie.
Obviously.
I said it in the finale. It's like such a summer, like a nighttime barbecue sweatshirt, I think. Mm-hmm. It gives those vibes. And they have really cute colors. So the link to that is in the episode description. We've also posted it in the Facebook group. It's on my Instagram in the little, I still don't know what it's called, like the pins? What the fuck are they called?
The
story, a highlight. A story highlight.
Yeah.
I have a highlight. But the highlight I'm going to take down once the shop is done.
Oh, all right.
Also, if you have ordered it, it doesn't ship out until the store is closed. So if you're wondering like why it hasn't shipped out yet, that's why. That's how this like merch company works. But once the store closes, which will be in a few days, all the shipments go out. So again, get it while you can. All right.
Slay.
And that is our show. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, just give us 5 stars. Send this episode to a friend. Tell someone you know and love about the podcast.
And also leave a nice review, because I like reading them. They're nice to see. 5 stars. Go check out our Facebook group if you want to kind of be more in the know. We post like announcements and stuff in there too, as well as things that we announce here on the podcast. It's a great group of people who just like to have bachelor discussions. It's a good time.
Also, check out our latest Patreon episode. It's with Troy McEady from Beyond the Blinds. And we actually do a spinoff of like Bachelor Encounters, but it's celebrity encounters. So it's like stories like Bachelor Encounters, but it's like Kendall Jenner, John Mayer, Ellen DeGeneres, like those types of – so Bachelor Encounters with – other celebrities. And we read them and it's a full episode of all of that. And that's at patreon.com/she's all batch. We also have a really fun interview coming tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to expect it.
Eek! I'm excited for you guys to hear. It was really good. So
it's different than what we would normally do. So yeah. You're not going to guess because it's different, but I think you guys are really going to like it. There's a lot of juice. The juice is worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
Check out Oak Essentials. Thank you, Oak Essentials, for sponsoring this episode. Go get your Moisture Rich Balm, like for real.
Look at my skin. Don't you want your skin to look like this?
Right. Come on.
Duh.
Use code SHE'SALLBATCH15, SHE'SALLBATCH15 at oakessentials.com. That gets you 15% off plus a free gift.
Yeah, no, it's so worth it. Oh, I've announced this a couple times on our show, but if you are interested in doing some sort of like thoughts traveling trip, I've partnered with Tova Trip to do some sort of trip, and we're in the beginning stages of figuring out what that's going to look like. So if that's something that you are interested in doing, fill out the survey that's in the episode notes, because once we get enough people who have done the survey and they know that there's enough interest, then we will start planning the trip. So I love traveling and always struggle to find people to travel with, because I think it's like so hard to get a trip with friends like out of the group chat. Everyone's like on a different page about literally everything. If you also empathize with that struggle and want to travel with like-minded people, fill out the survey. We need a couple more people to do it. So let's make it happen, people. 2024 is the year of doing things, some might say.
True. Some might say. And if you signed up and we need, you know, Jackie needs more people, tell your friend to sign up too.
Yeah.
And also signing up doesn't commit to anything. So totally, like, you're just saying that
we're
you
just
have
gauging
interest.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's it. We'll see you Thursday and Friday, guys. Then
you're
I need to take
a
break.
Hopefully you don't get sick of us. Oh my God. Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Goodbye, bitches.